I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. In the 1960s and 70s, the demographics of northern New Mexico changed, slightly but significantly. Young people from both coasts, born on a passionate wave of new ideas, settled into the southwestern landscape and mix of cultures that they found enticing and inspiring. It was part of what we now call the counterculture, and it's the subject of a new book and exhibit at the New Mexico History Museum. The co-creator of both is Meredith Davidson. Meredith, great to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
The basis for both the book and the exhibit is a collection of oral histories. Whose voices do we hear?
In the exhibit, you'll meet 45 individuals that are both a combination of people that we've interviewed over the last 2 years and that we've pulled from the oral history collection of Jack Loeffler, who has been recording across the Southwest for over 40 years with a focus on activism and environmentalism and habitat issues. So the exhibit, when you go through, you'll have this experience of hearing audio excerpts from people complemented by documentary photography and cultural material. And when you leave, we have a small sound booth that will have an opportunity for visitors to share about 2 minutes worth of their memories. And those pieces will be put onto a SoundCloud account so that they become part of this greater narrative of the counterculture experience.
Have you found that there were similar themes in these reminiscences?
The interesting thing about the contributors to the book, there is a sense there was a hopefulness and perhaps a feeling that people were on the brink of some kind of large cultural change, and that certainly when you seek to create a utopia, it's not necessarily going to live up to your expectations. And I think that sense comes through a little bit.
What objects have you included in the History Museum exhibit?
Well, the exhibit at the museum is almost 5,000 square feet, and we're highlighting 6 alternative living experiments. So those would be Lama Foundation outside of Taos, New Buffalo, which was also near Taos, Libre Commune, which is just across the border into Colorado, Placitas, just north of Albuquerque, Yogi Bhajan and the Summer Solstices, and Hog Farm, which was a mobile commune that ended up settling in Llano on 12 acres and is most well known for a gentleman named Wavy Gravy, who was very influential in his performance aspect that he brought to these alternative living experiments and is well known also for being part of the Woodstock scene.
You are of a younger generation. You were born after all of this took place. What did you make of these stories?
I think the timing for the exhibit and for the book is really meaningful because I think we are in a moment from a younger generation where it's important to realize your own personal authority and to know that there is a history of people who have chosen to stand up for something and that that standing up has actually made a difference in some way.
Curator Meredith Davidson has worked with historian Jack Loeffler on Voices of Counterculture in the Southwest. The exhibit opens May 14th at the New Mexico History Museum in Santa Fe, and the accompanying book is available from the Museum of New Mexico Press. More from Meredith at KUNM.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.